I'm Susan. Think. Think is a good slogan. I'd say probably better for adults, because our brains are more mature and can figure that out. But sometimes adults say things without thinking first. I know that adult couples can get into arguments because they're used to arguing. But in this program, we learn to think first. Before we open our mouths, we have to ask ourselves, is it thoughtful? I can't remember the think stands for, each letter of think stands for something. I think it's in that book. But if what you're going to say is thoughtful and kind and informative and something constructive or positive, then and how you feel, then there's less chance of an argument. If you open your mouth and say, you do this and you do that and you did this wrong and you're bad, you're not thinking, you're attacking. And the person that you're speaking to is going to attack back or just block out what you have to say. It teaches one to communicate. I feel hurt when, you know, when you say this to me. You know, I feel hurt by what you said. Maybe I didn't understand what you said. These are ways of communication that I think has helped me to learn, not to just open my mouth. And I've learned I don't always have to answer. If someone asks me something and I don't have an answer right away, instead of saying an answer, I can say, I don't know the answer to that right now. I need to think about that. Let me think about that, and I'll get back to you. So that's what think is.
Still Susan.
Al-Anon has a lot of acronyms in it, as well as the slogans. And one that I learned within the last year, I think, is a really good one. It's Q-tip. Quit taking it personally. Sometimes people have baggage. They have character defects, and they are unhappy. I know that adults can be unhappy about things that happened in other relationships or in their childhood. And they may take it out on someone else. I've had a spouse take out his unhappiness on me. But through Al-Anon, I learned that I don't have to accept the responsibility for this other person being unhappy. Quit taking it personally. Their unhappiness is their unhappiness. And I can choose to be happy and just go do something else. They want to be unhappy. They want to take something out on me. I don't have to stay there. I can go. I can take a walk. I can call a friend. I could take a bath and relax, and listen to music, whatever I want to do. And I don't have to take their personal problem and make it mine.